Australia's live export industry says it's developed a better system for assuring animal welfare standards than the current program, known as SCAS. It's been marketing the Livestock Global Assurance Program, or LGAP, since last year, and public comment on the new system closes at the end of this week. Clint Jasper's been taking a look at how it differs from what's in place now.
Since 2011, the welfare standard for Australian livestock overseas has been a program called the Export Supply Chain Assurance System, or SCAS for short. The new system the industry has developed, LGAP, maintains those standards, but shifts the burden of upholding animal welfare from the exporter to the facility, that is, the overseas importer, feedlot or abattoir. One of the hopes for the new system is that in doing so, the program can become a global standard for animal welfare, easily implemented in any country. Consultant Peter Schuster has been developing LGAP for the live export industry.
What we are proposing through the research, which is delivering the LGAP program, is a facility-based approach. So the consequences for delivering a good animal welfare outcome lie more proportionally with each element of those supply chains. So if it's an abattoir or a feedlot in a foreign market, the consequences of them delivering or not delivering against a required animal welfare outcome lies more specifically with that particular unit rather than with an exporter who is back in Australia.
LGAP removes the federal government from the regulatory framework, and that's a big shift because under SCAS it's the primary regulator. The new proposal would see an independent organisation established to administer the LGAP standards, including the training and monitoring of external auditors. It's anticipated these auditors would come from private companies and often be based in country. Peter Schuster says removing the federal government is not about deregulation.
There would be truly independent audits, there would be random audits, there would be shadow audits of auditors. There would be other risk management features of LGAP which would strengthen that process, but ultimately provide the same assurance which is currently being sought under SCAS.
Exporters like the North Australian Cattle Company's manager Patrick Underwood say while SCAS has improved animal welfare, it can be an expensive program to administer. In Vietnam and Indonesia, in the 12 months to November last year, the company spent around $700,000 administering SCAS.
So some of it's a one-off cost. There's a lot of, under the six-point plan that was initiated by the industry, there's a hardware and software component essentially of putting in cameras and obviously there's stunners are required, scanners. So there's a certain amount of infrastructure that's required. And then there's a database. We employ people back in Indonesia to man a control room to keep an eye on it all. So, yeah, there's a good cost.
And it's not been without controversy, with scandals in the Middle East and Vietnam making headlines. Plus, Saudi Arabia, a potentially lucrative market for sheep exports, rejects SCAS, something Peter Schuster says has the potential to change under LGAP.
If Saudi Arabia's major complaint or issue with SCAS is one of sovereign interference and the fact that it is a government regulatory framework, that will definitely be overcome through LGAP, because LGAP will be a truly independent international program. The Australian government will recognise the assurances provided by LGAP, but will otherwise be independent of the program.
But the RSPCA says many of the objections it has with SCAS remain for LGAP. Senior Policy Officer Jed Goodfellow says it's not good enough that LGAP doesn't ban unstunned and inverted slaughter of animals and that the standard won't apply on farms and feedlots in Australia.
There are still certain areas where we believe the LGAP needs to apply to, and certain animal practices that the LGAP needs to prohibit if it is to improve animal welfare outcomes on the ground. That being said, there are a couple of improvements that we do see, that being one in terms of the training of auditors. There is a requirement under LGAP for the auditors to be trained in animal welfare and behaviour competencies. So that potentially is a bit of an improvement on the SCAS. But where the rubber hits the road with all of this will be in terms of how the government chooses to incorporate the LGAP program into its regulatory oversight of the trade, and that's what we're really interested in. That's not covered in the current public consultation phase, but we would be very opposed to any further watering down of regulatory oversight of the trade and any degree of reversion back to a self-regulatory model.
Exporters, unsurprisingly, don't share share that view, with Patrick Underwood believing LGAP is the next step in the way animal welfare standards are upheld by the Australian industry.
There's a couple of good things about it. There's a little more perceived sort of independence in it. And I guess one of the things at the moment, the government's very heavily involved on a, almost on a day-to-day basis of what's going on in market. And now if we can implement an independent service provider who can take away a lot of that legwork by the Australian government, that's got to be a good thing, because then they can, you know, concentrate on doing other things.
And has the industry won enough trust back from the public to have that government oversight removed?
Well, I think that the government oversight will want to be replaced with oversight by someone who's fully trusted and respected, and I think that's the important thing. So, the idea of LGAP is not that, you know, exporters are back sort of running their own show again. There's in fact going to be this, you know, this independent body who will be, if not government regulated, certainly government approved, to be able to have the capacity to do that.
Pilots of LGAP wrapped up in December, and consultative committees have been meeting this month to review those programs. Now the program is in the hands of industry, who will be soon reviewing the public submissions. The last day for making those submissions is the 29th of January.
Clint Jasper reporting. Now, submissions can be made at livestockglobalassurance, that's all one word, .org. livestockglobalassurance.org.